the rest of the story. In the early 1800s, women were third-class citizens, you know. Men came first, sons came second. But Sarah was not resigned to subservience nor to mediocrity. Sarah Hale dared to assert herself. In 1806, when higher education for women was often looked upon as ludicrous, Sarah started her own private school for girls. No sewing or social graces. Sarah's school taught reading, writing. She began this considerable academic project at the age of 18. 7 years later, she met and married the brilliant David Hale, but within a decade, he had passed away, so Sarah once again set out to succeed. In 1827, when women were supposed to be decorative ornaments, which Sarah certainly could have been, or a household drudge, which, widowed with five children, she could have become, Sarah completed and published a book in two volumes entitled Northwood. It became a bestseller in America and in Europe. Sarah's literary triumph attracted the attention of John Loris Blake, a Boston publisher who'd been hoping to create a women's magazine. And after reading Northwood, Blake sought out Sarah to become the magazine's editor-in-chief. And thus did Sarah Hale become the very first woman editor in the New World. That's not all. Sarah, at 40, was as attractive as ever, sparkling hazel eyes, the fairest complexion. She continued to wear her brown hair in the side curls that her husband had so adored. And yet it was through her acumen and her accomplishment that liberated Sarah Hale, vastly influenced a young nation. In 1837, Louis Godey merged his own publication, Ladies Book, with Sarah's Ladies Magazine. Sarah remained editor, now became recognized as an authority on the American home. Through editorials and activism, she championed women's rights, inspired a succession of significant reforms. It was Sarah Hale who founded the Seamen's Aid Society, an organization assisting destitute seamen and their families. It was Sarah Hale who co-founded Vassar College. It was Sarah Hale who organized the first day nursery school for working mothers. And it was Sarah Hale who personally encouraged Elizabeth Blackwell to become the first woman in United States history, the first woman to earn a medical degree. And Sarah Hale's editorial saved historic Mount Vernon from demolition. Also, a Sarah Hale editorial in 1853 suggested the invention of a washing machine to ease the labor of housewives. Within the following year, just such a machine was being sold. Each generation of youngsters for more than a century and a half has been delighted by something Sarah published in a book called Poems for Our Children, the lines of verse now infinitely more renowned than even Sarah Hale herself. Mary had a little lamb, her fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, her lamb was sure to go. Now, you had thought that Sarah Hale had only one accomplishment to honor her name. When she pushed and cajoled and prodded and demanded that President Lincoln, despite a nation divided, proclaim Thanksgiving Day, Thanksgiving Day. But so she did. And so he did. But now you know the rest of the story.